The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in the name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. Consecrate them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is Mission Sunday, and the word of Jesus, that all may be one, is really fits to the theme of today. What does by mean that all may be one? This one means united in Jesus Christ. The world needs Christ. How we give Christ to the world? Not by words, but by being one in the Lord. How can we live this word of God, being one with the Lord? That means to say, moment by moment, we live, each one of us, in the will of God the Father. When we live this unity with God the Father, we are one in the Lord. We are one for one another. So this unity doesn't mean just one mind, one heart so easily. You have to do your own will of the Lord. And we are different. As a priest, I do my job here in the church, my work in the church. You might be a teacher, be a good teacher. A doctor, be a good doctor. In your area, you don't have to imitate what I'm doing in the church. That means to say, you don't have to say many hours in the church to prayer. Your prayer is in your kitchen. Your prayer is in your office. My prayer is also in the office, not always in the church. Whatever the will of God, we're doing it, we are one. This unity with the Lord is by living the will of God for each one of us is very different. You don't have to be jealous of why she is this and he is that. We are all equal because God gave us equal grace so we can grow on a daily basis. What I'm saying daily basis means we can say once and for all we got the grace and finish. No way. St. Teresa of Lisieux, although she's young when she died, but on a daily basis, she had to do the will of God the Father in the convent. Our Holy Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she lived on a daily basis. When she is in Calcutta, she served the poor. When she's in New York, in Rome, she talked to politicians with her heart. always sharing what she lives in Jesus Christ. So in all the chapels of the Mary Teresa Chapel, there's one word, I thirst. So her word of God, word of life is thirsting for doing the will of God. Thirsting to serve. But in a particular way, she served the poorest among the poor. But we also, we thirst to do the will of God as a good mother, as a good father, as a good teacher. That's the way. You don't have all to the slum and work with Mother Teresa. Maybe this is not the vocation. I have no vocation to live in the Trappist monastery. I can't. I can stay long in chapel. Sometimes, yes, I have to. But not like the Trappist. I cannot. The holiness of the Trappist, they stay in the three times prayer in the chapel. My vocation is to live with the people in the society. This is my vocation. If my life live like the Trappist in my house, this is not the way. Although I can look very humble, but this is not the way. My calling is not like Trappist. My calling is to be a diocesan priest. I'm not a religious. A religious priest believes in the community. That's the holiness, living together. Also as a priest, we have to live together in a different way. Our unity is to the will of God the Father. So let us pray that when we say we want to give the mission to the world, first of all, you have to look at yourself, how much you live the will of God in yourself. You don't have to go to Africa, to South America to preach. Of course, if you have the vocation to be missionary, you can join. But it's not right this moment. This moment, our sanity is by living the present moment with Christ. So this time, at this moment, what Christ will do? Christ will stay and listen with heart, with love. That's all. Because God the Father, He is always doing the will of God the Father. If today Jesus be present here, He will stay like you. He will have a good heart, open heart to listen. He will humble. Even I preach, He will listen. So this is the way we as another Christ. So just believe what Paul is explaining to us today. It's not that I live, but Christ lives in me. That's the point. That's our mission. Always trying to live Christ in us. Because Christ already prayed for this. Not that I be one with you and the world may be believe. Because we are one. Jesus one with the Father. And also pray that all His disciples be one with us, so that the world may believe. So you don't have to preach so much, but important, you need to live how much you live the love of God, the will of God, at every present moment.